Welcome in, everybody, live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. It's George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. Alongside Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando, and we're glad to be bringing you this live high school basketball game between the George Ranch Longhorns and the Katy Tompkins Falcons, who come in here with a record of 6-3. In non-district play, they play in 19-6A in their district, and they'll begin district play in the middle of December 14th to be exact, against Cinco Ranch. George Ranch, the homestanding club, is 5-0, and they'll start 23-6A play on December 18th against Brazoswood. Kind of winding down on the JV game. It's the Katy Tompkins Falcons 44 and George Ranch 35 with about 5 minutes left in this ball game. Let's talk to you about these two teams, and we have interviews with both coaches. We'll give you the starting lineups, and we'll be ready to go with our live broadcast right here on GRHSI Radio. The Tompkins Falcons come in at 6-3. They opened up with a win, two wins, actually, one against Cypress Falls, 62-50, then Pearland, 52-51. They lost to Elkins, 61-45, and then a couple more wins against Manville and Morton Ranch, and then a couple losses to the Woodlands and to Dawson as the Falcons make their way through their non-district schedule before everything gets going for real in district play in the middle of next month. Katy Tompkins is in the middle of 19-6A, at least in the middle as far as the teams rank as they go into, as they continue, rather, their non-district schedule. Cinco Ranch, Seven Lakes, Morton Ranch, Tompkins, Katy Taylor, Maid Creek, and Katy round out District 19-6A. George Ranch on the other side of the ledger in 23-6A on top of that district, at least early on, at 5-0. Then Brazoswood, Strake, Alief Hastings, Dawson, Pearland, Alief Taylor, and then Elsick rounding out the eight teams in 23-6A, as again both teams making their way through their non-district schedule before they begin play in the middle of next month. Take a couple breaks here. When we come back, we'll have our interviews with Bobby Sanders, the head coach of the Falcons, and then Charlie Jones, the head man for the George Ranch High School Longhorn. You're listening to live varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Katie Tompkins 44, George Ranch 37 in the JV game that's winding itself down. 3:40 left in that ball game, and then the varsity will be out on the court. They'll warm up a little bit, and we'll have our tip-off in probably 15 minutes or so. While we're doing that, we'll have our interviews with both coaches. Bobby Sanders is nice enough to give us a few minutes during the JV game. Here's our interview. With Coach Sanders. Our pleasure to spend a couple of minutes with Bobby Sanders, the head coach of the Tompkin Falcons. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Great. Welcome to George Ranch.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about your team a little bit. You're 4-3 and got some, but you have a big team. And Coach Jones and I were just chatting about your team, and he's concerned about how big you guys are and how fast you are.
I don't know what team he's seen on film, but we're not that big. And we're 6-3, by the way. And we had to totally redo our roster since we graduated 11 out of 13 guys last year. So we got two returners, Murray Grant, number 3, and Hank Sanders, number 33.
You have some football players that are still on the field.
Yeah, we're waiting on two or three guys who are in the third round of the football playoffs.
Well, tell me a little bit about your team and how they work, and then we'll talk about what you know about George Ranch.
Well, the first game of the year, our tallest and best big guy tore his ACL. So we are a perimeter team, and we are good at shooting. So we rely on that a lot. And I know George Ranch has a little bit of everything, and I've seen how good they are.
Charlie and I were talking a little bit about the fast start they've had. They haven't had a 5-0 season since the first year he got here, so it's kind of new for them, too, as they get out of the gate pretty well early.
Yeah, it's impressive what he's done this year because I've seen their growth, and I knew they had some good young guys last year, and it's coming along right now for them.
And how do you see 19-6A in general?
Well, we got Morton Ranch in our district, and they're really good. They got all the pieces. Cinco Ranch is good. Seven Lakes is good. It's competitive as usual.
We've been doing these games for 4 years now, and we're seeing a lot of parity in these districts that come in, especially in the non-district games. Coaches are always talking about how there might be a team that's playing exceptionally well, but other than that, a lot of parity in their district.
That's the way it is with ours, usually. There's one team that's a little bit above everybody else, and then the rest are fighting for the other three playoff spots.
I'm glad you joined us tonight. Good luck.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp, In what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, the JV game winding down, 106 left to play. Longhorns have clawed their way back. It's now Tompkins 46 and George Ranch 45, with Tompkins at the free throw line. First one is good, 47-45. And before we get to this interview, we'll see what he does on the second half of his free throw attempts. Next one on its way is good. It's 48-45 with 105 left in the ball game. As we always do, we sat down with Charlie Jones and talked to him a little bit about the tournament they just played. They made a good showing in that tournament. And then a kind of a general look at his club. Here's our interview with Charlie Jones. We're courtside with Charlie Jones, our first opportunity to talk in the 18-19 season. I told Coach Pierce the same thing. We don't see each other much in the off season.
Yeah, everybody's pretty busy. You know, you got football going on. You're all around the world. You're like a celebrity right now all over the radio, so it's good to have you out.
Good to see you again. Let's talk about some of the first things first, and then we'll work backwards and talk generally about your team. But you guys really tore it up in that tournament last week.
Yeah, they've been playing pretty well. They all love each other. They bought in. We've been preaching team all since last spring, and it's just been a fun ride so far. We hope we can keep it going.
You beat that San Antonio team 61-35, and then the next day you got a layup at the buzzer by Noah Thomason to edge St. Thomas 52-50.
They were two tough teams. We worked hard to prepare for them, but we just been working on ourselves, and it was a good win. It's good for the program to get a couple wins, get some excitement in the city for the team, and hopefully we can just keep it going.
So let's talk generally about your team. You got a good amount of seniors, a couple juniors, and then some sophomores on the club. Talk about how they have gelled together over the past 8 or 9 months.
It's really helped that we have a lot of experience coming back. We have 4 or 5 guys that played a lot of minutes on varsity, so it's helped the young guys and some of the seniors that didn't play varsity. It's helped to have some experience coming back for our team.
And it seemed like at least from looking at the stats a little bit, that your scoring is balanced in one sense, but also that there's some clear-cut leaders on your club.
Yeah, we have two guys that can put the ball in the hole pretty well, and it also opens things up for everybody else. So after those two, everybody else is you take the shots you're supposed to take, and you make the shots you're supposed to make, and it's helped out.
How does it feel to be 5-0?
It's a good feeling. We haven't been this way since my first year. Actually, we started off pretty hot, and it's just good. You know, the kids have been working hard, and it's good to get some recognition, and just hopefully you can just keep it going until January.
What do you know about Tompkins?
They're always good. They made it to the state championship last year, even though they lost some players. When you make it to the state championship, you have experience from the JV guys and kids that played on the bench, so they're going to be tough and well-coached.
They got some big guys in their lineup, but your club is consistently big.
Yeah, we don't have that one big guy out there. We're about 6'2 to 6'4 for most of our players, and it's actually helped us on the defensive end and on the glass.
And what do you know about Tompkins, about their pace of play?
They don't play too fast. They don't have that many players. They're still in the football playoffs right now. So if you look at the rest of their freshman JV team, they're kind of low on players. But they're just going to be well coached, execute, play hard. So we got to be ready.
And how about you guys? What do you want to do against a team like this on offense?
You just want to play good basketball. You know, sometimes you got to play fast. Sometimes you got to play slow. Just play good basketball, and good basketball cures everything.
All right, good luck.
Appreciate it.
That is Charlie Jones, a head basketball coach at George Ranch High School. And speaking of George Ranch, the Longhorns hit a couple threes since we were listening to that interview. It's now George Ranch 53 and Tompkins 50 in this JV game that's down to the last 25 seconds or so. We apologize in advance. We don't have any rosters for either of these JV teams, but we'd be glad to keep you up to date in the last 25 seconds or so and bring you the remainder of this action before we start our varsity game. We're in a timeout. Falcons come in here at 6-3. Their coach is Bobby Sanders. They play in District 19-6A. He talked about the fact that Morton Ranch, Cinco Ranch, a lot of the clubs in his district are clubs that people and coaches look to beat if they're going to get into the UIL playoffs. At the end of February, in George Ranch's district, the Longhorns got out to a quick 5-0 start, and their district is basically the same as last year. We've added Strake Jesuit this year, but it's Brazoswood, Strake, Alief Hastings, Dawson, Pearland, Taylor, and Elsick. And on the 19-6A side, Cinco Ranch, Seven Lakes, Morton Ranch, Katie Taylor, Maid Creek, Tompkins, and Katie High School fill out that district. George Ranch at the free throw line, 23 seconds left. First one is up and off the front iron, rebounded by Katie Tompkins. 19 seconds left to play, 53-50. George Ranch leads by three in this JVA game that is going to precede our varsity contest. Another timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. When we come back, we'll have the remainder of this game and then get you ready for the varsity game. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings, great financing rates, and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life, that's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond, or find them on the web at heralddentistry.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHSI Radio. We win at the ranch.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's a final. George Ranch 54, Tompkins Falcons 50 in the JV game. George Ranch down by 6-7 points when we took the air. Netted a couple three-pointers and then went to the free throw line a few times and erased that deficit and then went ahead by 3 or 4, and that's the way it ended. George Ranch Longhorns JV 54 and the Tompkins Falcons JV Club 50. Here are the starting lineups. First for the visiting Katie Tompkins Falcons, coached by Bobby Sanders, they're 6-3. One starter, 6'1 senior Braxton Stewart. Next starter, a 6'1 senior Murray Grant. The third starter for Bobby Sanders, a 6'3 senior Reese Rollins. In the number four spot, he's starting a freshman, 6'2", B.B. Knight. And finally, the biggest man on the court for Katie Tompkins, it's 6'5", junior Hank Sanders. It'll be Braxton Stewart, Murray Grant, Reese Rollins, B.B. Knight, and Hank Sanders, the starting five for Katie Tompkins Falcons, who come in here at 6-3. On the other side of the ledger, the George Ranch High School Longhorns, 5-0 coming in here, fresh off a couple wins in a tournament last week. One was a 61-35 victory, and the other one, completely opposite, Noah Thomason laid one in at the buzzer for George Ranch to beat St. Thomas 52-50 to win that second tournament game. Here's the starting lineup for George Ranch. A 5'10 sophomore, Ori Limbrick. A 6'4 senior, Devin Davis. 6'3 senior, Noah Thomason. A 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. And a 6'5 senior, Ezekiel Wandy. Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Noah Thomason, DeLon Dean, and Ezekiel Wandy the starting five for the George Ranch Longhorns. Darren Bradby sits down next to me. Let's bring him in and talk about George Ranch. And he told me this weekend he is completely wired in with these guys, so we'll have to tap into that all season long, see what you know about George Ranch.
Well, today we see the Longhorns coming in very confidently, 5-0, new season, and as the kids are saying, new GR. It's a great group of kids that are showing sportsmanship and the love that they have for basketball.
Yeah, Charlie Jones was talking about that and said that generally his club has bought into everything that he's tried to do, starting in the off season, over the summer, and then in the fall here, getting his team ready to play its non-district schedule and then on to district play on December 18th against Brazoswood. He also says they genuinely care about each other and really working together well.
And like I was telling you over the weekend, it's very much of a close brotherhood between all these guys out here. And anything that Coach Jones says, they look up to him, they respect him, and that's how a team should be ran.
Now on the other side of the ledger, Bobby Sanders was talking about his club. He lost somebody, one of his biggest guys on the court, I think it might be Jordan Henderson, to an ACL injury in the first game, so he is out of the lineup. Their next biggest guy is the junior Hank Sanders. He's 6'5", and then everybody else averages about 6'1", 6'2". On the other side, Ezekiel Wandy is 6'5 for George Ranch. And then Charlie Jones was telling us his average height is 6'2 to 6'4. And so Tompkins with one big man, 6'5 Hank Sanders. But then George Ranch is consistently big with their one big guy in Ezekiel Wandy.
And even with Ezekiel Wandy out there, you still have the other 5'10s, 5'9s, 6'1, 6'2s. So it's a pretty good matchup of size out here tonight versus the Longhorns and the Falcons.
He's Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. And we have live coverage of George Ranch High School varsity basketball. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the tip-off from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Dun, 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 dun. We're the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHS High Radio.
Woo! All right, back at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Warm-up shots are winding down here. We got about 3 minutes before tip-off. Darren and I were talking off-air about the size of the crowd, looking good on both sides.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice side from the fellow Longhorns and their parents. And then even looking at the Falcons side, a pretty good group came out and came to support. So hopefully we see a good environment, friendly environment, just here to watch the kids play some high school basketball.
I'll tell you, there was a lot of activity and a lot of noise generated at the end of that JV game, too. Longhorns won at 54-50, had to stage a pretty good comeback to do that. But a lot of activity, and if that's any indication of what's going to happen in the varsity game, we're in for a good active game and a good game for the crowd as well.
Yeah, like you said, it was a great game. A lot of back and forth movement. Falcons had the Longhorns for a little second, but like you said, they came in strong and finished strong. So if the varsity can pull it off like JV did, it's going to be an amazing game tonight.
A lot of activity on Twitter this week, starting Sunday afternoon and then into Monday and all day today about getting the Ranch Rowdies out here, getting the George Ranch High School crowd out here to watch this team. And Charlie pointed out in the pregame interview that he hasn't had this good of a start since the first year that he was here. Longhorns have come out of the gate at 5-0 and are really working hard on this non-district schedule to get ready to play Brazoswood in the middle of December as they start 23-6A play.
And it's not just the talent of the men, it's actually the coaching staff, because Coach Jones took, like you said, a great initiative into putting them into these summer league camps, summer practice. So the men have been working for a long time and they want to just show what they've been working on in practice.
You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, teams are back over on the sidelines encircling their respective head coaches as we get ready to tip this one off at the high school. Just about 20 seconds left on the pregame clock before we get going. We are in the, what did I figure out, the southwest corner of the gymnasium. They're always nice to us over here at George Ranch. Table waiting, couple chairs, and give us a good opportunity and a good vantage point to broadcast George Ranch High School varsity basketball. We do men's and women's basketball from George Ranch. And then as we move into UIL playoff time, we'll follow both teams all the way to the championship if they get that way.
And I'm looking at the crowd, and I think I see some of the Ranch Rowdies out there. So it looks like the tweets have worked, and the Longhorns are in the stands.
All right, a little work being done on the rim and net on the far end. But once they collapse the ladder, we'll know they're finished down there, which they do right now. All right, tipping off, Hank Sanders at 6'5", and Devin Davis at 6'4", for George Ranch. The Longhorns will be moving away from us in the first half, so they'll be moving right to left across your radio dial, your telephone, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet. However you're listening to us, we're glad you joined us. Darren Bradby and Tom Tarando with live George Ranch High School varsity basketball. And the tip goes to Katie Tompkins. Murray Grant with the basketball brings it across the timeline over in the corner to B.B. Knight. Knight is the freshman starting for Bobby Sanders over on the far side to Murray Grant. That one is knocked around into the hands of B.B. Knight. He puts up the shot. It's no good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Katie Tompkins will inbound under their own basket. Braxton Stewart does that. Gets the ball into B.B. Knight. Out top to Murray Grant. Down low. Shot put up by Reese Rollins, but a foul.
Kind of got pushed when he was getting into the lane there.
Foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy, his first at the free throw line. 6'3 senior Reese Rollins. First shot on its way and good. Katie Tompkins on the board first. That one rims in and out. It's 1-0 Tompkins. Ball into the hands of George Ranch and DeLon Dean, who puts up a three-pointer, and that's good. And the Longhorns answer quickly. A three-pointer by Dean. Out top, 15-footer on its way by B.B. Knight. No good. Rebounded, knocked around on the floor, and a scramble. Ezekiel Wandy and Hank Sanders, two biggest guys out on the court, are scrapping for that one, and they're tied up together, and the award goes on to George Ranch. First turnover of the ball game for Katie Tompkins. On the far side to DeLon Dean. Out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Noah Thomason. Drives on the basket. That's knocked away. Now back out top to Thomason. Thomason being guarded by Braxton Stewart on the left side. Now a backwards dribble by Thomason. And he fails to make any inroads towards the basket. And the whistle, first turnover for George Ranch.
Kind of see the pressureful defense by the Falcons watching out for DeLon and Noah because they know that they're a big force in the offense to reckon with.
Stewart out top gives way to Hank Sanders. Sanders back to Murray Grant. The jump shot no good. Rebounded by Sanders. His putback is no good. Rebound by Murray Grant. He has that one knocked away. Good D by George Ranch into the hands of Devin Davis. Davis to Noah Thomason. Out top to Davis. Around the horn to DeLon Dean. Back to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick out top to Ezekiel Wandy. Wandy to DeLon Dean. Dean with the only score for George Ranch, a three-pointer. Here's a drive on the basket, and the lay-in is good by Murray Grant. We're tied at three. Little jump shot on the far end by Devin Davis. No good. Rebound. And the forward pass to Hank Sanders, who lays it up and in. It's 5-3. Tompkins Falcons. 5:23 left in the first quarter. A lot of fast action here early on by both of these clubs. Jump shot put up by Ori Limbrick, no good. Into the hands of Noah Thomason. He puts up the jumper, it's no good. And the rebound to Braxton Stewart. Stewart to B.B. Knight, who drives on the basket. And a foul whistled against Ori Limbrick, his first. Non-shooting foul, so Stewart will trigger the inbound under the Tompkins basket. Hank Sanders way out top with the basketball. Drives on the far side. Tries to get it inside. It's intercepted by George Rand. Second turnover for Tompkins. Ori Limbrick dribbles it off his foot into the hands of Tompkins. And the Braxton Stewart tries to lay it up and in. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Falcons.
Last touched by Hank Sanders, number 33.
Noah Thomason walks that one up. Hugh Limbrick around the horn to Thomason on the baseline. And he's fouled on the baseline. Foul on Murray Grant, the 6'1 senior, his first. Long one on its way is good by DeLon Dean, and all he's done is hit 2 3-pointers, and that puts George Ranch on top, 6-5. This one kicked away, third turnover by Tompkins. Far corner, Dean again. That one is off the rim. Rebounded and put back by Noah Thomason. His first 2 points of the night. It's 8-5. Now walking it up is Braxton Stewart. He'll be picked up by Ori Limbrick. Here in the corner to B.B. Knight. Knight to Hank Sanders on the far side. Sanders gets it out top, and it goes out of bounds at the far end.
Fourth turnover of the night for the Falcons.
Right you are, George Ranch with two. Longhorns will trigger the inbound.
Devin Davis and Ori Limbert going out for Stephen Woods and Evan Amin.
Evan Amin, a 6'2 senior. Stephen Woods, a 6'1 sophomore. Ball is triggered inbounds, comes out top to DeLon Dean. Over to Noah Thomason. To DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way, no good, off the rim. Rebound by Wandy. George Ranch will reset out top with Noah Thomason. It's 8-5, 3:12 left in the first quarter. George Ranch by three. Noah Thomason with the three-pointer. No good off the front iron. Rebound. And the putback is good by DeLon Dean. Dean with 8 points. George Ranch with 10.
Braxton Stewart kicks it to Murray Grant. Murray Grant kicks it to Reese Rollins.
Braxton Stewart puts up the jumper, partially blocked, into the hands of George Ranch. 5 turnovers for the Falcons. Three-pointer on its way from the corner. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Ahead to Reese Rollins, who lays it up and in. Reese Rollins with 3 points. It's 10-7. George Ranch by three. DeLon Dean with 8 of the 10 points. Noah Thomason with the other two. Out top to Thomason. He's guarded way out there by Braxton Stewart. This one down low to Evan Amin. Amin had trouble with it and tracks it down into the hands of Noah Thomason, who drives the baseline. Kicks it out to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way. No good. That's too long. And the foul whistled against B.B. Knight. His first. Wandy comes out. And in for George Ranch is Dominic Dixon, a 6'3 junior. The inbound underneath by the Longhorns. And that one is stolen away by the Falcons. Up ahead to Gavin Savoy, who's in the lineup. And he lays it up and in. It's 10-9. In the corner to Stephen Woods. Out top to Noah Thomason. Check that. It's Thomason. Over to Stephen Woods, back to Thomason, playing catch with 1:30 left in the first quarter. Longhorns by one. Down low is Devin Davis. Evan Amin on the right side. He's way out in the corner. Now a drive on the basket, a little running jump shot by Stephen Woods. No good. Doesn't hit any iron. And rebounded by Tompkins. Murray Grant with the basketball. Over to B.B. Knight. Freshman drives on the basket, and he is fouled. Fouled by Dominic Dixon, his first. Check that. That foul was whistled against B.B. Knight on the offensive end. And the Longhorns have the basketball with a minute left in the first quarter. They lead by one, 10-9. Over to Stephen Woods. Now he kicks it out to Noah Thomason, who drives on the left side, all the way over to DeLon Dean. To Noah Thomason. Back to Dean. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Off the back iron. Good rebound there by Dominic Dixon. To Noah Thomason. Jump shot inside the free throw line. That's no good. Kicked out again to Steven Woods. Now DeLon Dean, three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound and the putback by Noah Thomason on the first one is no good. The second one is. It's 12-9, George Ranch.
We see a little bit of double-team action on the other side of the court when the Longhorns have the ball. They're trying to pressure the two powerful.
Murray Grant out top, gives way to Hank Sanders. Back to Grant. Jump shot on its way. Good. Three-pointer at the buzzer by Murray Grant. And that ties it up at 12 as we go into the second quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Darren Bradby, Tom Tarando back at George Ranch High School. First quarter in the books, and we're tied at 12.
We see the amazing buzzer beater by Murray Grant, having him his second bucket of the night, giving him a total of 5 in the first quarter.
Fast and furious first quarter. 8 points by DeLon Dean. Noah Thomason with 4. That's it for George Ranch. They had 4 turnovers in the first quarter. 5 for Tompkins. They're scoring a little bit more balanced. 5 by Murray Grant. 3 by Reese Rollins. 2 by Gavin Savoy. And 2 by Hank Sanders. And make that 6 turnovers now as the Falcons throw that one away on the far side. The inbound will be by Dominic Dixon. He gets it in to Noah Thomason. Over to Steven Woods. Back to Thomason. To Woods in the corner. Devin Davis with the three-pointer. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Their 5th turnover of the night. Tompkins with 6. Score tied up at 12. Around the horn to Murray Grant on the far side. Grant looks inside, can't do it. Almost stolen away by George Ranch into the hands of Hank Sanders. Sanders finds a streaking Christian Lewis who's in for Tompkins. And he puts up a layup. It's knocked away, but a foul on Ori Limbrick, his 2nd. Christian Lewis, a 6-foot senior at the line for the Falcons. First shot is up and no good. He'll get another.
Actually, I think the foul was on Devin Davis. First foul of the night for him.
All right, next free throw put up and in by Christian Lewis. And that breaks the tie. It's Tompkins 13 and George Ranch 12. Way out on the near corner is Noah Thomason. Behind the back dribble, goes inside, puts it up, no good, and a foul. Foul whistled against Braxton Stewart, his 1st. All right, help me catch up my scorebook here, Darren. Foul was not Ori Limbricks. Who was it?
Number 20, Devin Davis.
All right.
First foul of the night for him.
Okay, and 1 for Limbrick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At the free throw line, Noah Thomason, 4 points in the first quarter. Make that 5 now with the first free throw. That ties it up at 13. In comes B.B. Knight. Out goes Gavin Savoy. Next free throw by Thomason. Rims around and comes out. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Hank Sanders. George Ranch will get an opportunity to make this a kind of unconventional 3-point play. Woods looking to get the basketball in. Does to Noah Thomason along the baseline. Thomason in the far corner. Reverse dribble. Puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound by Devin Davis. But that was over the back. And Davis's second foul of the night. And will come down this end. Tied at 13, 6:43 left in the second quarter. Here's a nice pass underneath to Murray Grant, who lays it up and in. 15-13, Tompkins by two. That was a nice pass by B.B. Knight to Murray Grant, who laid it up and in to give the Falcons the lead. In the corner to Stephen Woods. Woods out top to Dominic Dixon around the horn to DeLon Dean. Back to Stephen Woods. Puts up an off-balance lay-in, and that's no good. The rebound into the hands of the Falcons. Now down right in front of us. Out top to B.B. Knight. Knight puts up the shot. No good. And a drive on the basket, and no good. They call a travel against DeLon Dean. Turnover number six for George Ranch. Kind of had that basketball caught on his hip and took an extra step. And the whistle and the turnover for George Ranch.
Dean kind of got caught up in the motion over there, especially with the defender in his face, so kind of just was stuck in it.
Christian Lewis on the far side. He's fouled by DeLon Dean, his first.
We see the Falcons with some pretty quick players out there.
Lewis is trying to get in between two Longhorns. And Dean was whistled for the foul, non-shooting foul. Ball being inbound by Braxton Stewart. He gets it in to Murray Grant. Grant, jump shot from the free throw line, hits it, and good. And a foul.
Foul on Noah Thomason.
Whistled against the Longhorns. Noah Thomason, his first at the free throw line, trying to make it a three-point play. He is 6'1 senior Murray Grant. He's got 9 points already, make that 10 as he converts on the free throw. It's 18-13, Falcons by five. Ezekiel Wandy back in for George Ranch. This one is knocked away, seventh turnover of the night for George Ranch. Tompkins with six. B.B. Knight, the 6'2 freshman, brings the ball up. Tries to connect on a pass with Murray Grant. That one is out of bounds. Into the hands of George Ranch. They inbound in front of their own bench. To Stephen Woods. Woods around the horn to Noah Thomason. Back out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick kicks it out to Thomason. Wants to shoot, doesn't. Drives towards the basket. Now he's hemmed in by two players and he's fouled. Yeah, that foul whistled against Murray Grant, his second. Tompkins in the bonus. George Ranch is not yet. All right, the inbound to Noah Thomason. Way out top, guarded by Braxton Stewart. Thomason drifts towards the left side. Out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick to Woods. Back to Limbrick. Drives the baseline. Kicks it out to Thomason. He drives on the basket. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. And this time he's fouled. Foul whistled against number 11, Reese Rollins, his first.
We've kind of seen that play a lot tonight. The putting the ball back up and in and trying to get it to sink finally for him.
At the free throw line, Noah Thomason got 5 points, two baskets, and a free throw in for Noah Thomason. First shot is off the mark, no good. Couple changes for Bobby Sanders' crew. Hank Sanders is back in the lineup. Noah Thomason's second free throw is good. 18-14, Falcons by four. Walking up the basketball, Murray Grant. He's picked up by Ori Limbrick. Over to B.B. Knight. Back to Grant. Grant now has Thomason on him. Over to Sanders. Sanders way out top. Kicks it out to Reese Rollins. Down underneath the Sanders. Good feed. And the basket by B.B. Knight. His first 2 points of the night. And it's 20-14. Falcons by six. Steven Woods. Over to Noah Thomason on the left side. He drives to the lane, then kicks it out top to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick with a backwards dribble to set things up. Over to Thomason. Thomason guarded by Gavin Savoy. In the corner to Woods. Woods drives on the basket, lays it up and in. Steven Woods, his first 2 points of the night. 2016, Longhorns with a four-point deficit now as they work their way back. Hank Sanders trapped way out in the corner, and he walks. Turnover number eight for the Falcons. George Ranch with seven.
We saw the Longhorns pressuring the Falcons on that play.
Evan Amin is in for George Ranch.
Dominic
kicks it
Gibson
out to Thomason. To Limbrick. Noah Thomason around the horn to Steven Woods. In the corner to Limbrick. He loses the dribble, and it's poked out of bounds. Lost control of the dribble briefly. Then it was knocked out of bounds by Murray Grant. George Ranch will inbound in front of the Falcons bench. Limbrick is out, and back in is DeLon Dean. Dean with 2 3-pointers and a basket in the first quarter. He's been silent ever since. Puts up the 3-pointer. That one is off the rim. Rebounded by Wandy. Around the corner, around the horn rather, to Noah Thomason. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound to Christian Lewis. Lewis gives way to Murray Grant. Grant walks across the timeline. He's picked up there by Steven Woods. Here's a drive on the basket and a foul. Whistled against Steven Woods, his first of the night. Kind of hard to get a word in, isn't it, on these fast games?
It's a pretty fast-moving game out here.
Sure is. Murray Grant at the free throw line. Go ahead.
Seems like the only time we get to talk is when they're at the free throw line.
First one is up and good. 11 points now for Murray Grant. 21-16, Falcons by five. 2:21 left before halftime. Next free throw on its way, and that one is good again. Cross-court pass to Steven Woods in the corner to Evan Amin. He finds Ezekiel Wandy down low, and it's knocked out of bounds by the Falcons. George Ranch will trigger the inbound under their own basket. DeLon Dean works down the lane. And a foul on the reach-in by Christian Lewis, his first.
It looks like they're going to go ahead and let him get to the free throws.
DeLon Dean at the free throw line.
He also made it, but I don't think they counted it. So.
No, I think the foul occurred as he was driving towards the basket, not yet shooting. First free throw is good by Dean. He's got 9 points. Both teams in the bonus now. Dean's second shot is up and good. He's got 10 points, and the deficit cut down to 4, 22-18. Inside 2 minutes to play before halftime. Out top to Sanders. He drives on the basket, has it knocked away. 9 turnovers for the Falcons. to Evan Amin. Amin pulls up short to Wandy. Wandy over to Stephen Woods. Again, a backwards dribble to kind of set things up and give him a better look at the court. Now he drives down the lane. Little floating layup is no good. Knocked away into the hands of the Falcons. Rebound by Gavin Savoy to Murray Grant. Grant has it stripped away by Wandy. He drives on the basket, and he's fouled.
But I don't think they're giving him the points again. He was going up, and he had already been fouled before it had went in.
Ezekiel Wandy will go to the free throw line. That foul whistled against Christian Lewis, his second. Wandy at the free throw line. No points for Ezekiel, and as soon as I say that, he drains the first free throw. He's got a point. 22-19, Falcons by three. Next free throw on its way. That one off to the right, rebounded by Murray Grant, the 6'1 senior. Grant over to Christian Lewis. Lewis is driving towards the basket. Ori Limbrick on him. He puts it up. It's no good, but he's fouled. Foul whistled against Limbrick, his second.
There goes the second one of the night.
All right, at the free throw line, Christian Lewis. He had a free throw earlier in the second quarter. Next one is up and good. 23-19. Limbrick comes out, and DeLon Dean is back in. Next free throw is good by Christian Lewis. He's got 3 points. All from the free throw line, 24-19, Falcons by five. Out top to Noah Thomason. Inside a minute to play before half. Thomason playing catch out top with Stephen Woods. Woods gets it down low to Ezekiel Wandy, who puts it up. He does not get it to drop, but he's fouled again, this time by Gavin Savoy, his first.
Kind of did a nice little spin move before he was fouled.
Wandy, the 6'5 senior, tallest guy on the court for George Ranch. First free throw is up, and that one rims in and out. Next one is up and falls off to the right. Rebound to the Falcons. Walking up the court is Murray Grant. 37 seconds left before half. Over to Gavin Savoy. Savoy looking for a pass. He's hemmed in by Wandy. Finally gets it away into the hands of Christian Lewis. Lewis out top. Ori Limbrick on him. Now he drives on the basket. And he is fouled by Ezekiel Wandy. No, that's not true. He's fouled by Stephen Woods, his second. Looked like Wandy might have got his hand in there. Christian Lewis back at the free throw line. He's 3 for 4. Now make that 3 for 5 as the first one hits the front iron and goes off. Longhorns briefly had 6 men on the court. They finally got that squared away. Next free throw on its way. That one off the back iron, no good. Into the hands of Noah Thomason. 18 seconds left to play before halftime. George Ranch down by 5, 24-19. Thomason drives on the left side, kicks it to the corner. DeLon Dean with the three-pointer. It's up, no good, knocked away. And a long one put up and no good by Murray Grant. And it is halftime at George Ranch. Katie Tompkins, Falcons 24, the Longhorns 19 at halftime. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan, back at George Ranch High School. Darren Bradby and Tom Tarando with some first half stats for you. It's 24-19, Falcons by 5 as the teams go into the locker room at intermission here. Longhorns were outscored 12-7 in the second quarter. Teams were tied at 12 after the first quarter, and outscored were the Longhorns 12-7, and therein lies that 5-point deficit.
And even with the differential, with the turnover rate from the Falcons having 3 more than the Longhorns having 7, the Falcons having 10, the Longhorns haven't managed to get this lead due to the foul trouble that they have been having, because the players have been at the line and have been hitting most of their shots at the line.
Yeah, here's the scoring through two quarters of play. Murray Grant leads all scorers on the court with 12. 3 points by Christian Lewis, all from the free throw line. Reese Rollins with 3. A couple by B.B. Knight and a couple by Hank Sanders. That's the 24 points scored thus far by the Katie Tompkins Falcons. On the other side of the ledger, DeLon Dean with 10. 6 by Noah Thomason. And then 2 by Stephen Woods and a free throw by Ezekiel Wandy. And that's the 19 for George Ranch. DeLon Dean started out by knocking down 2 3-pointers, added a basket in the first quarter, and he had 8 points coming out of that first quarter, and then he really didn't do much in the second quarter until he added a couple free throws late in the second.
Coach kind of sat him out after a couple more misses that he had put up, and after he took him out, when he put him back in, he got that one foul and the make with it, and that was the silent rest of the night for DeLon, and hopefully he picks it back up with the same start he had in the first half.
Charlie Jones talked about this a lot in our pregame interview, that he's got 2 or 3 guys who have stepped up and established themselves as the leaders on this team and the scorers on this team. And you can see that in DeLon Dean, in Noah Thomason. But if they're not carrying the day, this is what might occur. Stephen Woods with just a couple, and then Ezekiel Wandy, as we mentioned, with a free throw and no other scoring from anybody else who was on the court. Stephen Woods, Ori Limbrick, Devin Davis, Evan Amin. Those guys did not put anything in the basket, and so we're, you live and die with that kind of thing. They've been very effective. They're 5-0 coming into this game with that kind of buy-in by his players. But tonight early on, that's kind of hampering the Longhorns.
And let's take a look about the difference of the defenses as well. We see when the Longhorns had the ball, Falcons kind of runs a double team on each player. That's when the Longhorns have to play the game of catch. And so we see the difference as when the Falcons come down. We see, because they're a faster, they're a somewhat faster group than the Longhorns. The Longhorns have to play man and try to just scatter around. And it's just a fast-paced game. The men just have to get used to it and just bring it in strong this third quarter.
We'll check out here for some messages. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all priced to get you our biggest savings. Great financing rates and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day. Our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got you covered. Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their office at 1233 Crab River Road in Richmond or find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
All right, Falcons lead by 5, 24-19, as we get ready for quarter number 3 from George Ranch High School. He's Darren Bradby. I'm Tom Tarando. Glad you joined us tonight for live Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
I kind of caught a glimpse of what the Longhorns were telling each other during the shoot-around to warm up. They were all just saying, come on, we got to pull through. This is not how we play, and we play better than this. So basically just a little tough love to other players to say, hey, get your mind right, focus on the game, block everything else out, and do your thing.
Longhorns right in front of us now as they'll be shooting at the near basket, moving left to right this second half of the ball game. Longhorns inbound to Noah Thomason. Ezekiel Wandy did that. On the far side to Ori Limbrick. To Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded out top by Braxton Stewart. Over to DeLon Dean. Puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by Marie Grant. Grant to Hank Sanders. Sanders to Stewart. Into the corner to Sanders. Dribbles out top. And throws this one away. 11 turnovers now for the Falcons. George Ranch with 7. Thomason walks this one across the timeline. Finally, Stewart comes out to greet him. Now over to Ori Limbrick. Limbrick in the corner to Wandy. Wandy out top to Thomason. Thomason pushed way out to that near corner by the baseline and the timeline. Now over to Limbrick. Drives on the basket. Little running layup is no good. Rebounded by Sanders. Gets it over to B.B. Knight. Knight is fouled by Ezekiel Wandy, his second.
Kind of just ran into Wandy there, and they caught the foul.
Ezekiel kind of threw that hip out and tried to slow down B.B. Knight. All right, the inbound to Braxton Stewart. Stewart guarded by Limbrick, stolen away by George Ranch. Into the hands of Devin Davis, and now into the hands of the Falcons. So the two clubs trade turnovers. Three-pointer on its way, and good by Murray Grant. 27-19, biggest lead of the night for the Falcons in 8. Three-pointer from Limbrick is no good. A rebound to the Falcons, to Murray Grant. And let's see who last touched this one. Yeah, the Longhorns tried to save that one from going out of bounds and get control of it. Couldn't do that. So the Falcons will inbound under their own basket. To Hank Sanders, dribbles down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Hank Sanders with 4 points. And the biggest lead of the night. We'll keep saying that until the Longhorns pull closer. It's 29-19, Falcons by 10. Three-pointer on its way from DeLon Dean. No good. Hits the front iron and off. Rebound to Hank Sanders. Over to Braxton Stewart. And again, intercepted by the Longhorns. 13 turnovers for the Falcons. And then the George Ranch Longhorns return the favor. That's 9 turnovers for the Longhorns.
That's the second time that's happened this half that the Longhorns have got the ball and then giving it right back.
Into B.B. Knight. Down low to Murray Grant. That one is knocked out of bounds into the hands of Grant, who lays it up and in. Murray Grant with 17 points.
We saw Dean trying to go in and save it from going out on him, and he just tossed it right in the Falcons' hands.
All right, jump shot is on its way from Devin Davis. No good. Rebound to Hank Sanders. Ball is right down here. Let me see. I got it. Be able to stop that pass, keep talking, and throw the ball out into play again.
Happy it didn't fly towards the table. Instead, it just rolled over
here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm quick enough to stop one of those quick passes. All right. To Murray Grant in the right corner on the far side of George Ranch Gym here. Into the hands of Braxton Stewart to Hank Sanders. Sanders with the layup attempt. No good. Cleared off the boards by Ezekiel Wandy. Noah Thomason with the basketball, and he is fouled. Let's see who the foul is on. Foul is on number 3, Murray Grant, his third. All right, the inbound by the Longhorns. To DeLon Dean out top to Noah Thomason. He's pushed way out into that corner by Braxton Stewart. Thomason now drives on the basket. A little floating layup is good. Noah Thomason with 8 points. First points of the third quarter for George Ranch. We'll stay out here, kind of catch our breath and recap things for you. It's 31-21, Falcons by 10. Murray Grant with 5 more points here in the early going of the third quarter. He's got 17 on the night. Another basket by Hank Sanders. He's got 4. George Ranch with this latest basket by Noah Thomason, he's got 8 points.
That was a nice little hop in that Noah Thomason did to get into the lane there, and he did what he tried for, and he got the 2 for the Longhorns. So we still see a fast-paced game going on here. Still getting little chances to talk here and there, but I mean, we have a couple breathing breaks, as you could say.
Yeah, and that's why we kept it out here so we could chat a little bit about the game. It has been a fast first half and an equally fast early part of this third quarter.
And we see that the teams are coming back out on the court. Falcons will be receiving ball. We see the defense style for the Falcons kind of switching up this half. It's not the double as much. It's just man defense.
All right, Longhorns down by 10, 31-21. Walking the ball up is Braxton Stewart. Stewart picked up by Noah Thomason out top. He drifts towards the left side and now gives it over to Murray Grant. Grant back to B.B. Knight. Knight drives on the basket, puts up the one-hander. No good, gets his own rebound. That's no good. Rebound cleared off by Devin Davis. Into the hands of Noah Thomason. On the far wing, jump shot by Steven Woods is no good. Knocked out of bounds by Sanders. George Ranch will trigger the inbound under their own basket. All right, out top to Steven Woods. Woods to Noah Thomason. And again, Thomason pushed way out to that corner by the scorer's table. Now around the horn to Steven Woods. Jump shot on its way is good. And that's a three-pointer. Steven Woods with 5 points. 31-24. Lead cut down to 7. Into the corner to Murray Grant. He's got 17. Out top to Braxton Stewart. Stewart, a little trouble controlling the basketball. Now he's got it to Hank Sanders. Around the horn to B.B. Knight. Knight puts up the jumper. It's short. Cleared out by Noah Thomason.
You see Devin Davis really jumping up for these rebounds.
Three-pointer on its way by DeLon Dean. No good. Noah Thomason tracks it down out top. And the Longhorns will reset. 2:55 left in the third quarter. Three-pointer on its way again by Steven Woods, and again the same result. 31-27, Longhorns clawing their way back. And it's 31-27, and George Ranch went from down by 10 to down by 4.
It looked like it was a carry on number one, Braxton Stewart. Carry.
Thought it was a timeout, and now into the hands of George Ranch. Noah Thomason out top, double team for a second. Dribbles out of that, and into the hands of Wandy to DeLon Dean. Three-pointer is good. DeLon Dean comes to life with another three-pointer. He's got 13, and we are down by 1, 31-30. Murray Grant checked out top. Now over to Reese Rollins. Back out top to Christian Lewis. Three-pointer on his way. No good. Rebound by Rollins. He puts up a turnaround jumper. No good. Noah Thomason with the basketball. George Ranch a chance to take the lead. Thomason drives on the basket. Has it knocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound. Right on the word ranch here at George Ranch on the baseline. DeLon Dean trying to find somebody to get it to. Now he gets it out top to Steven Woods. And Charlie Jones asks for a timeout. No, he doesn't want a timeout. Let's clear this up. Okay. He does want the timeout and calls for it.
I mean, the game's already stopped, so you might as well just go ahead, take the breather, talk to your players, and just do what you have to do.
Well, I think the uncertainty was that the ball was in the air. It was being inbounded, and Jones asked for the timeout, and the ref said, well, do you want it? And the ball ended out up top. So, anyway, Longhorns do take the timeout. It's a short one. 2 3-pointers by Steven Woods. One by DeLon Dean and a basket by Noah Thomason. And that 10-point deficit, rather, is down to one.
Steven Woods really kicked it up with the 2 threes in this late part of the third quarter. Really bringing the Longhorns back to life out there.
Steven Woods, a 6'1 sophomore for Charlie Jones's club. 8 points on the night, 6 here in the third quarter. All right, Thomason, way out top. Guarded by Stewart. He shakes Stewart, puts up a jumper from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebound by Murray Grant. Grant a little more deliberate coming down court this time. Over to Christian Lewis. Lewis on the left side into the corner to Reese Rollins. Rollins on the far side to Murray Grant. Jump shot is on its way, and that's good. And it's a 3-pointer by Murray Grant. 34-30. Down low to Wandy. Puts up the first one. No good. Gets his own rebound and follows it up with a basket. 34-32. 1 minute or less now. Inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Longhorns down by two. This one stolen away by Wandy. Setting up for the dump. No, but he lays it up and in nonetheless. And we are tied at 34. The steal by Wandy looked like he was winding up for a slam, but he just laid it up over the front of the rim.
Yeah, he does that sometimes.
I think the crowd wanted him to do that. The Ranch Rowdies over there were on their feet waiting for him to slam it home.
I think it was a traveling call, but I'm not sure. It could have been a timeout. Yeah, it was a timeout by the Falcons.
14 turnovers for the Falcons, 9 for George Ranch. This is a short timeout for Bobby Sanders. He has seen that 10-run lead evaporate, and now we're tied at 34.
Smart thing to do as a coach. You see the lead go down and just give your guys momentum to just, hey, they came back, and it's looking like we might have to step it up some more.
Great environment to play in here at George Ranch High School and Longhorns Gym.
During the little deficit that the Longhorns had, the crowd was a little on edge, just sitting there waiting to see what was going to happen next. Now that we see that the lead has been cut down, they've been brought back to life, kind of rejuvenated.
All right, inside 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Murray Grant with the basketball, guarded by DeLon Dean. He shakes Dean. Looked like he wanted to go down the lane. Kind of pirouetted out of that. And now he's back out top. Grant wants to definitely get the last shot. Now in the corner to Stewart. Braxton Stewart with the jumper. No good. It's an air ball. And George Ranch gets the rebound. And that's the third quarter. Katie Tompkins, Falcons 34. George Ranch 34. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost.
So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. All right, back at George Ranch High School for quarter number four. We are tied at 34. Didn't look that way early in the third quarter when the Longhorns were down by 10, but a couple three-pointers by Stephen Woods, one by DeLon Dean, and that was it. Longhorns fought their way back to a tie as we start quarter number four. Braxton Stewart with the basketball.
I think it's our last touch by Red, but I might be wrong. No, last touch by White.
And a foul whistled against Ezekiel Wandy, his third. Inbound by Stewart. Stewart gets it in down low to Reese Rollins, who puts up the layup. No good. It rolls around the rim. Cleared off by Noah Thomason. Thomason ahead to Stephen Woods. Back out top to Noah. Noah's got DeLon Dean over here on the wing. He sends Dean down low. Ezekiel Wandy kind of rotates out top. Now over to Devin Davis. Back to Noah Thomason. Thomason stutter step dribble. Wants to lay it in. Doesn't do that. Kicks it back out top. Stephen Woods with the right hand dribble. And Thomason comes out and takes the basketball.
Devin sets up in the corner.
Braxton Stewart on Thomason. Little pick set by Ezekiel Wandy. Thomason kind of spins out of that and goes back out top. That one momentarily knocked away from Thomason. He regains the dribble. On the right side, DeLon Dean with the three-pointer off the rim and cleared off by Reese Rollins.
Foul by Devin Davis.
That's Davis's third personal foul. Braxton Stewart walks this one up. He's greeted by Noah Thomason. Little jump shot by Hank Sanders is good. Sanders with 6 points. ...36-34, Falcons by two. Stephen Woods with the right-handed dribble out top to Noah Thomason. Three-pointer on its way, no good. Off the iron, into the hands of Ezekiel Wandy. He's tied up underneath. It may be a foul. He may have had more than the basketball. He certainly did. And the foul is called against Braxton Stewart, his second.
Dean inbounding the ball.
DeLon Dean trying to find somebody, and he finally floats it out top to Noah Thomason.
Looks like Stephen Woods is getting open again.
And a foul. This time against Reese Rollins, his second. Neither team in the bonus.
Thomason with the ball up court. Kicks it to Woods. Back to Noah.
We'll update you on the scoring through three quarters at least when we have the opportunity. In on the drive. Left-handed put up is no good by Noah Thomason. The rebound by Hank Sanders. Murray Grant on the far side. Grant with 20 points. He gives way to B.B. Knight. Knight dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. 16 turnovers for the Falcons. Longhorns with 9. 5:18 left in the ball game. Longhorns down by two. To Thomason out top. Three-pointer on its way from Steven Woods, and he nails it. Woods with 11 points. He's got three three-pointers. And that puts the Longhorns ahead by one. Into the corner to Gavin Savoy. Savoy guarded by Steven Woods.
Looks like a blocking foul on Tolu. Wandy.
Wandy with the foul, his fourth on the night.
Looks like coach might sit him out for a little bit, put in Evan Amin.
Evan Amin, a 6'2 senior in the lineup for George Ranch. Ezekiel Wandy checks out. All right, ball inbounded to Gavin Savoy. He drives down the lane, puts up the right-handed layup. No good. Rebound knocked around into the hands of George Ranch. Devin Davis cleared the boards. And now he gives it to Noah Thomason. 4:30 left in the ballgame. Longhorns by one, 37-36. Here's Thomason on the right side. Tries to put up the reverse layup. No good. Ball cleared away by Murray Grant. Grant on the right side. He drives too hard. And rebounded by DeLon Dean. Three-pointer on its way is good. DeLon Dean, 16 points. His fourth three-pointer of the night, and the Longhorns have a four-point lead. Murray, jump shot from the left side. No good. Rebound by Steven Woods. Momentum has shifted definitely towards the George Ranch Longhorns. The three-pointers by Dean and Steven Woods didn't hurt either, did they? Drive on the basket. Noah Thomason is stripped. Go the other way. And the lay-in by B.B. Knight. He's got 4 points. It's 40-38, and a timeout called for and granted to Charlie Jones.
Like you said, the momentum has switched for the Longhorns. Them taking the lead, coming back. So hopefully they can stay with this momentum and just ride it out to the end of the game.
Right. And Coach Jones on that little stool out front of everybody. He's got his starters sitting on the bench, and he's working on that whiteboard, trying to work some things up. He took a long time out here to kind of give his guys a breather and kind of get settled after that lay-in by B.B. Knight.
I think it's something about that wing that Woods likes, because when he hits that three, he goes to that wing and he lets it go.
Let's update you on the scoring. 11 points for Steven Woods, 8 by Noah Thomason, 16 by DeLon Dean, 5 by Ezekiel Wandy. On the other side, 3 by Christian Lewis, 20 Murray Grant, 2 by Gavin Savoy, 3 Reese Rollins, 4 B.B. Knight, and 6 Hank Sanders. And that's where we are. Longhorns by 2, 40-38.
Noah Thomason just walks it up the court.
A little bit of pressure now by the Falcons, but nothing the Longhorns can't handle. To Thomason. In the corner to Evan Amin. Three-pointer on its way is good. Evan Amin on the scoreboard with a three. The Longhorns knocking down those threes here in the fourth quarter. That's three in the fourth quarter. They had three in the third.
Longhorn shooting the three ball better this half than the first.
Braxton Stewart turns the ball over. That's turnover number 17 for the Falcons. He double dribbled and kind of palmed that one. Those are two different things, aren't they? He palmed that one, and that was the turnover. All right, Thomason out top, 2:42. Left in the ball game, Longhorns by five. Noah Thomason has Stewart on him. He has the ball stripped away. 10 turnovers for George Ranch. The layup is no good. The putback is by Reese Rollins. Rollins with 5 points. Longhorn lead down to 3, 43-40.
Longhorns have added 4 turnovers this half alone.
Down low to Evan Amin. He lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Evan Amin with his 5th point of the night, and he'll go to the free throw line trying to turn that basket into a 3-point play.
Did you catch who the foul was on?
I did not. Evan's free throw on its way. This one short off the front iron, rebounded by Hank Sanders. When you're keeping your own scorebook like we both are, sometimes your eyes drift away to work on the book. I did not see who committed that foul. To Braxton Stewart. Out top to B.B. Knight. 1:45 left in the ball game. B.B. Knight with the jumper. No good. Rebound. Back into the hands of Hank Sanders. He blows the layup. He gets it again. Now kicks it out top to Murray Grant. Grant to B.B. Knight, who hits the three-pointer. And the Longhorns take another timeout. Good high school basketball game here at George Ranch. 45-43, Longhorns by 2.
The Falcons kind of got the Longhorns a little discombobulated with the rebound attempts that they had, and they kicked it out to Murray Grant, and he kicked it out to B.B. Knight, and he shot the three ball, which is something that we've seen from the Falcons do a couple times, and it's went in the same exact way, just straight through and not touching the rim.
That tray gave B.B. Knight 7 points on the night. Once again, Charlie Jones working on that whiteboard in front of his starters as they set some things up for the final 1 minute and 40 seconds or so.
I'm trying to think back on that play with Evan. I want to say it was 11, but I'm not sure. So we'll just keep a mental note about that.
Evan Amin came in, drained a three-pointer, then hit the lay-in and was fouled. He could not convert the free throw, but he posted 5 points all here in the fourth quarter, and that gave George Ranch a lift as well.
I guess he kind of told himself after that first air ball in the first half, he said, hey, I got to step it up and make this three-pointer next time I shoot it, and that's exactly what he did.
All right, let's correct the clock. 1:25 left now in the ball game. Ball in the hands of Noah Thomason. He's guarded out top by Braxton Stewart. Thomason working on Stewart. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out top to Stephen Woods. And Woods back to Thomason, who had circled around. Now Murray Grant's on Thomason. He puts it up and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Murray Grant, his 4th. At the free throw line, no, the Longhorns will inbound. Guess they said he was not in the active shooting, although he certainly seemed to be. Blondine gets it out top, inside a minute to play, 57 seconds to be exact, to Noah Thomason. Thomason guarded by Murray Grant, over here in the corner to Stephen Woods. Around the horn to DeLon Dean. Dean guarded out top by B.B. Knight. And Noah Thomason is fouled. Foul whistled against B.B. Knight, his 3rd.
Longhorn trying to find a way to get it to open man, but as we've seen in the first half, the double team is coming back.
Bobby Sanders' crew knew that the Longhorns had a foul to give, and so they took it out on Noah Thomason. Longhorns will inbound over on the far side. Little wet spot on the court over by where the Longhorns will inbound. Noah Thomason does a little work over there with a towel. And now we're ready to go. The inbound will be triggered by the 6'3 senior, DeLon Dean. Gets it into Devin Davis, and Davis is fouled. This foul on Reese Rollins, at least his third. It might be his fourth.
Who's the Longhorns in the bonus?
At the free throw line, Devin Davis, scoreless to this point. Ezekiel Wandy will come in. Evan Amin checks out. Good night for Evan Amin. 5 points, including the three-pointer. Free throw on its way. That one no good off the back iron by Devin Dean. Murray Grant with the basketball. Now on top to Braxton Stewart. 30 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Longhorns by two. 45-43. A steal by George Ranch. 18 turnovers by the Falcons. And a foul also whistled against Grant on that one. And we have Grant with five fouls. Let's see if that's true. See if our book is right. At the free throw line is Noah Thomason. As often happens, player commits a turnover and then tries to get the ball back. Reached in on Noah Thomason, committed the personal foul.
I guess it was only his fourth.
We have Grant with five, and
yeah, that's what I have him as.
We'll see what's happening over at the scorer's table. And I think now that's the call to Grant. He's ignoring the buzzer and got his back to the scorer's table. And I guess not. Thomason with the free throw. That one is off the back iron. No good. Foul whistled against Devin Davis. His fourth. And Murray Grant a little bit shaken up over there as they both scrambled for the basketball in front of the George Ranch bench. Longhorns commit turnover number 11. Free throw no good by Noah Thomason. 45-43. 23 seconds left in the ballgame. Grant with the right-hand dribble. He's picked up by DeLon Dean. Stutter step dribble on the right side. He puts it up. No good. And a fight for the basketball. And there is a jump ball call. Let's see who the award goes to. Good work underneath there by Ezekiel Wandy. And the award goes to George Ranch. That's another turnover for the Falcons. A little more than 10 seconds left in the ballgame. Longhorns still by two, 45-43. The inbound comes to Devin Dean, and he's immediately fouled.
By Reese Rollins, his fourth foul. Devin Davis going to the line.
Davis back at the free throw line.
See if he can hit down this one. He kind of went up to the line earlier on the bonus and missed his free throw chance to get 1 point of the night. So let's see if he hits it this time.
Bobby Sanders calls a timeout. He wants to make sure his five starters know what's going to happen here. If George Ranch makes the free throw, Devin Davis at the free throw line, or if they miss it and it's in the hands of the Falcons in the last 9.7 seconds.
Let's hope he doesn't miss it, because that could be a chance to see one of those plays where the Falcons use their quickness on us and hits that three ball that we've seen going a couple times. So, and that would be a devastating three ball for the crowd, the fans, the families listening, everybody.
All right, the Falcons with one, two, three, three three-pointers tonight, all by Murray Grant. Grant with 20 points. He has not scored here in the fourth quarter. Longhorns, a lot more three balls tonight. Three by Stephen Woods. Four by DeLon Dean. One by Evan Amin. 9.07 seconds left in the ball game at the free throw line. Devin Davis. Longhorns have Davis, Wande, Thomason, Stephen Woods, and DeLon Dean in the lineup. First free throw is no good off the back iron, and the rebound in the hands of the Falcons. Up ahead.
It's going to be a...
Therese Rollins, and Rollins is called for the offensive foul. And with 2.5 seconds left, the Longhorns will inbound at the far end.
In my book, that's Rollins' fifth foul, so I don't know what's going on here tonight.
Charlie Jones wants a timeout after he saw the setup, and his Longhorns are struggling to inbound the basketball. He called for the timeout with 2.58 seconds left.
Great timeout called by Coach Charlie Jones.
A lot of the student fans here tonight for the Falcons, and a lot of them are JV and freshman players. They take a page out of the Texas A&M playbook, and they've been on their feet the entire game down there. Good, solid student section made up of JV and freshman players and other students who came along to George Ranch to watch a basketball game. On the other side, we got the Ranch Rowdies carrying on for George Ranch.
And they've been pretty loud. I've heard them through these headphones, and it's pretty hard to do on the outside crowd because these are muffed. Wandy hits Davis. Davis is fouled.
Out in Katy. Just got a tweet of the score there. It's 37-22. Katy on top of George Ranch women's team.
Christian Lewis with the foul.
At the half, Christian Lewis's foul, his third. Again, at the free throw line is Devin Davis. They're picking on Davis because he's missed a couple here in the fourth quarter. Here's a final. 63-55 Katy over the George Ranch Lady Longhorns out in Katy.
Wow, another game that was very close, just like last week.
We thank Jaden Dunn's dad, Reggie, for keeping us up to date on those scores. It's a final in Katy, 63-55 over George Ranch. Devin Davis at the free throw line. 0.7 seconds left.
I think they're finally realizing that there's two players, but I know for sure that Rollins will be coming out.
Yeah, he's checking out now. They were at the scorer's table getting that worked out. So Reese Rollins checks out. He finishes the game with 5 points.
Murray seems to come unscathed by the fifth foul that I recorded, you recorded. And I think also Davis will be getting two free throws at the line.
Falcons have Christian Lewis, Murray Grant, Hank Sanders, B.B. Knight, and Gavin Savoy on the court now. The Longhorns with Thomason, Wandy, Dean, Stephen Woods, and Davis at the free throw line. First one is off the mark. He'll get one more. Charlie Jones would love to see him put this one in. That would make it a three-point lead and at least erase that three-pointer from winning the game. Ball is off the mark. Rebound by Hank Sanders. And again, a timeout is called with 0.46 seconds left. We'll see if that's enough time for Katy to get the ball in, catch it, and shoot it.
I'm just looking over here at this basketball. I'm thinking, man, that would be a great picture to take right now.
And Darren's on top of all of those journalistic skills. He does the radio with us, works for the newspaper, the magazine, takes photographs, doing it all, man.
Yeah, doing a documentary as well for the Longhorns, so that's just throwing it all. Thanks to the radio, 3 years ago now.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Stuck with us, too.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, let's see what Katie's going to do with 0.46 seconds left.
I see you just made your own shot there yourself.
I did. I drained it with that water bottle. All right. Slap of the ball by Murray Grant. He gets it to half court. Sanders puts up the shot, and that's no good. And the Longhorns beat Katie Tompkins 45-43 here at George Ranch. Darren and I will be right back to wrap this one up. Charlie Jones usually comes over. We'll talk to him. You're listening to live George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rimes' office treat people first. At Stuart Rimes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitations. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rimes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rimes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rimes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns victorious 45-43 over the Katie Tompkins Falcons. We're waiting for Charlie Jones to come on over. As we wait for him, let's run down the scoring. DeLon Dean finishes with 16 points for George Ranch, 11 by Stephen Woods, including 3 three-pointers. 8 points for Noah Thomason, 5 each. For Evan Amin and Ezekiel Wandy, that's the 45 for George Ranch. Longhorns committed just 11 turnovers in the ball game. George Ranch moves to 6-0 on the season. A perfect start for Charlie Jones. And while he makes his way over here, Christian Lewis with 3 points, 20 by Murray Grant, 2 by Gavin Savoy, 5 by Reese Rollins, 7 by B.B. Knight, and 6 by Hank Sanders. That's the 43 points scored by the Katie Tompkins Falcons. They finished the game with 19 turnovers, and that's probably something that Coach Jones is happy about, that the Longhorns held theirs down to just 11.
Yeah, all year we've been doing a pretty good job of forcing turnovers by the other team. We know some days you're going to be off. We were off today. So whatever you have to do is you got to get more possessions than the other team. We crashed the boards. We were all over the place. They're fighting. I'm just so proud of them right now. They could have gave up when they were down 12 in the third quarter. We haven't had much adversity this year. They stuck together, banded together, and people stepped up.
Let's talk about that third quarter. The Longhorns fought back in that quarter with a couple three-pointers by Stephen Woods. DeLon Dean had one. A couple baskets by Ezekiel Wandy. And, boy, you guys erased that deficit pretty fast.
We always talk about we preach team. Team, team, team. Some games is going to be one person, some games is going to be other. But if you have a team, you're your biggest asset. In practice, you're your biggest asset. So we always preach team, and when it's your time to play, if it's a minute, you come in for a minute like Evan did, and you give us big possessions.
I was just going to bring him up. Evan Amin's a 6'2 senior. He came in, got a three-pointer right off the bat, added a basket, couldn't convert on that free throw, but he gave you 5 points in the fourth quarter.
He came in, he was big. He defended, he rebounded. I'm going to have to get on them, all of them, for making their free throws. I think we missed four front ends of the one-on-ones and then two at the end. But their defense was just outstanding. But I got to tip my hat to Tompkins. They're a great team, well-coached, and they're going to be tough to deal with in that Katy district.
That Murray Grant's a ton.
He's tough. He's a tough guy. He gets into the paint. They're just good. They're well-coached. They're not going to beat themselves. They didn't beat themselves, so we had to go and take it, and we took it.
A nice win for you. You move to 6-0 on the season. You don't start the 23-6A season for about 3 weeks on December 18th against Brazoswood. And Tompkins falls to 6-4 on their non-district schedule.
Yeah, we're just trying to get better every week. If we can get better on Friday than we were on Monday, it was a good week, and it's a marathon. So we're trying to be here in March, spring break. That's what we preach all the time. So just keep working every day.
So answer this as in the mind of a 17-year or 18-year-old, does 6-0 put more pressure on them, or does it give them more momentum as they enter each new game?
I think it gives them momentum. We've been talking all year. We've been playing hard together since the spring, and they've talked to me every day, Coach, you think we can win? We think we can beat anybody. You got to prepare like you can lose to anybody, but you got to come in like you think you can beat anybody. And right now, they don't think that they can lose, and that's big for a program like ours.
So how about the coach when you're 6-0? You feel more pressure?
No, there's no pressure. You like I told you earlier, you just play good basketball. Good basketball cures everything. When you play good basketball, sometimes you're going to lose, sometimes you're going to win. But if you play good basketball, you're happy at the end of the day.
Congratulations. Good night tonight. Longhorns beat Katy Tompkins 45-43 here at George Ranch and move ahead to 6-0, 6-3 for the Falcons. Darren, a couple last thoughts here.
Like we were saying earlier, that momentum just kept up through the whole game. Even though that the Longhorns did come back, you never saw the Falcons giving up, and that's what is so amazing about these teams, because even when they could have gave up, like Coach Jones said, they kept fighting, doing their thing, and they just wanted to show the fans that this is the reason you came, and we're not trying to let you regret it.
Let me find the Longhorn schedule, see when we're on the air next. I believe it's next Tuesday night. No, it actually is next Monday night. It's women's basketball here at George Ranch. Peytow High School is in, and we'll have that game beginning at 6:45 next Monday night, December 3rd. At 6:45 is our pregame. 7 o'clock is the tip. And then men's basketball on Tuesday. Fur High School comes in. And again, same broadcast time, 6:45. Same tip-off time, 7 o'clock. And then Friday night, so three games next week, we'll broadcast live on GRHSI Radio. And men's basketball, Foster High School comes into George Ranch next Friday night, 6:45, airtime, 7 o'clock, tip-off. So Monday night, women's basketball. Tuesday night, men's basketball. Friday night, men's basketball. We'll have all of those games live on GRHSI Radio. For Darren Bradby, I'm Tom Tarando. Final score again, George Ranch 45 and the Falcons 43. Good night, everybody.